We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marissa Dominello is the manager of activities at Masonic Care's Ashler Village, which is the name for their assisted living community. Marissa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marissa.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We want to talk about Students in Residence, which is entering its fourth year.
Yes,
how do you select which students will spend the year with living with the seniors?
Well, it's quite the process that starts early on. In the year, and we have an informational session first, and we send a notice out to all students at Quinnipiac, and they come to the info session if they're interested. They go through an application process, then we go through an interview process from there, and we really choose who we think is going to be the best fit for our community.
Marissa, what makes them want to do this? I mean, do you get pretty good turnout for the discussions, for the interviews?
You know what? This program is all about this idea of combating ageism in our society. And Masonic Care currently has this sort of motto and this belief in an ageless commitment to caring. You know, this idea that age does not define you or restrict you. You know, life is about being your absolute best self at any age, regardless of your age, and doing those things that you love. And this program is just really an extension of that motto, in the sense that friendship has no age, and bringing these different generations together, despite these large age differences, and they're finding out, coming together and finding that they have so much more in common than they ever could have imagined. So these students, really, I think their interest comes from learning a lot more from this older generation and realizing that they have, you know, so much wisdom to instill upon them.
Yeah, this year's selected students, two first-year grad students at Quinnipiac, Michelle Zubko and Julia Kowal, what stood out when you interviewed these two young ladies?
You know, when we're going through the interview process, on our application, we have this question about what sort of, like, gifts or hobbies or talents that these students can bring to our community. And while all of these things are wonderful that they can bring here, the thing that really stands out to us are the personalities of the students coming through. And at the end of the day, it's their genuine personalities and their strong presence in the community that we see to be a fit, that's truly the best gift of all.
And
these two truly stood out.
And we've had a couple in here couple of times. And, you know, to them, I mean, you can see these guys are really into it. Is there any credit involved in this as far as taking part in this program?
There's really not. Just the experience of being a part of it. The qualifications for here, they have to be at least a junior, so junior, senior, or grad student. And they have to do at least 8 hours of some kind of, you know, the service or doing programs within our community and dining with the residents at least once a week, which they definitely surpass. I would just say the experience of getting to do this program.
Is the food good there? Because Ray and
absolutely.
I might be interested in coming over
well.
For lunch.
We might be staying there.
We'll have you anytime.
Maybe we'll be part of this study.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll be on the side that we're being taken care of. Now, they get their own private apartments. But there is no financial obligation, so this is really something that it's a great effort by the students, and they probably get as much out of it, I would guess, Marissa, as the seniors do.
Absolutely, it's definitely a program where everybody benefits, everybody wins at the end of the day, and again, combating ageism, and the students are able to see aging from a completely different point of view, living with seniors who are completely full of energy and wisdom and life. And in the same respect, our residents are getting to see these younger students who are also so responsible and hardworking, dedicated, and have this genuine interest in learning about their lives.
See, I think that's the important thing. It's a two-way street, and ageism can go either way, you know, against old people or young people. You know, kids today, they just don't want... Well, that kind of changes your perceptions to a degree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I would also think that the students might come in with some preconceived notions about what they're going to find, and I'm sure that by the time they're done in May of 2020, I'm not saying necessarily Michelle and Julia, the current students, but anybody who's come in, they might have preconceived notions about what they find, and they find out that that's not the way it is.
Absolutely. And we have students even from, you know, the first year we had a student, Victoria, who I know has been on your show, and she continues to visit our residence to this day. And she has, you know, her best friends here, and they continue that friendship, you know, beyond the program.
And it would seem to me, since Quinnipiac has a medical school, that, you know, if you're going to go into gerontology, this might be a useful exercise.
Yeah, and we don't just pick from the health science majors. This goes out to absolutely every student at Quinnipiac. However, the two students this year happen to be occupational therapy students. But last year we had Kathleen last year was studying elder law. We've had Kevin who's studying business. So we really don't discriminate as far as what major they're going into. But it's definitely absolutely helpful in going to their career.
Well, it sounds like it's a terrific program. It is the students in residence collaboration between Masonic here and Quinnipiac, and two grad students are going to spend the year living with the seniors. Marissa Dominello is the manager of activities at Masonic Care's Ashler Village in Wallingford. Marissa, always nice to talk to you. Thanks for the insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. Actually, it's a pretty good idea.
You know what? It's a great idea. I mean, it's great for the seniors that they are mentally stimulated and they have these two young ladies to deal with. And it's great for the students to see the real world, because when you're in a classroom, and not that I would know this because I spent that much time in a classroom, didn't spend that much time in the classroom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.